Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 €. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 €. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Are you concerned about equality and fair treatment for African Americans? Do you believe in a future where our communities are safe from both crime and overpolicing? President Biden's administration is making major decisions, and we need your voice to be heard. The proposed ban on menthol cigarettes is in its final stages of approval, and black and brown law enforcement executives have said it could have dire unintended consequences for African Americans. The clock is ticking. Call President Biden at 202-456-1414 and ask him to stop this proposed menthol rule. The ban on menthol could lead to an illicit market and increased crime in our communities. Call President Biden and demand that he halt the ban on menthol until there's a review of the investigative findings. Let's make sure that overpolicing and racial profiling come to an end. Call President Biden at 202-456-1414. Tell him to stop targeting African Americans with a menthol ban. Time is running out. This message is paid for by Alliance for Fair and Equitable Policy.
Seeking truth and justice in a battleground of deception and corruption. This is The Richard Serrett Show.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
We must not allow ourselves to be intimidated. Our task is not only to win the battle, but to win the war.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Take a look at this country through her eyes if you really want to see something. You'll see the whole parade of what man's carved out for himself after centuries of fighting.
You're out of order! You're out of order! The whole trial is out of order!
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature! And you will atone.
And welcome to Hour 2 of The Richard Serrett Show. If you missed Hour 1, you missed a lot, but don't worry, still plenty of great programming coming your way this hour. And of course, all summer long, I am coming to you from Greece, the beautiful country of Greece, my home away from home. The whole family is here. We're enjoying ourselves. But I'm super, super excited that we are being sponsored all summer long by the Cretan Dream. This is a five-star resort and spa in beautiful Crete, Greece's largest island. And of course, you have, this is so exciting, you have a chance to win a seven-night stay at the Cretan Dream in Crete. And again, go to the website, saga960am.ca for more details. You can also visit the Instagram page at saga960, and we're posting some beautiful pictures from the resort. saga960am.ca, that's the website for more details. And the winner will be announced at the end of our Greek summer. And don't forget, just coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to give you the Greek word of the week. Every week, I'll give you a Greek word, and that is the word that you will type into the contest entry for your chance to win. All right, I am very pleased and honored to introduce to you Petros Kardiakakis, who is the general manager of the Cretan Dream, this beautiful five-star resort and spa. Petros, Yassas, welcome.
Yassas, Richard. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
How are you doing? Grace, a beautiful Grace.
It's heaven. It's heaven over here.
Good to hear.
Every day I wake up in Canada, I ask myself, why am I not in Greece? But I'm here now, and we're having a great time. I want you to introduce to my listeners the beautiful resort, the Cretan Dream Resort and Spa. Tell us where it's located in Crete and tell us about the amenities.
So, Richard, we're based in Crete. We're based in Hania, only a few kilometers outside of the town of Hania, in an area called Stalos, which is the beginning of the beautiful beaches leading towards the east of Crete. Our hotel, we've been operating now since 2004, giving beautiful experiences to all the tourists who come from all walks of life to come here and experience our beautiful Crete and also experience what our hotel, our resort has to offer. So our resort has many beautiful facilities for our guests. We have our beautiful infinity pool, which is the highlight of the hotel. We have our spa and wellness center. We have our beautiful restaurants, which is something that we take pride and we love so much because that's the culture of Crete, which is one of the major things is our food. And what we do, we emphasize a lot on our food. We've got our own gardens, which we grow all our organic produce. We buy locally, so everything is local and amazing. It's something that our guests love and always look forward to coming to the Cretan Dream, our repeat guests that we have so many of, to experience what Crete has got to offer.
And how many rooms at the resort, Petros?
There's 105 rooms.
105. Wow. And you mentioned the cuisine. What is it that sets the cuisine, the food in Crete apart from other parts of the world? What is it? The fresh ingredients or what is it? What makes it so special?
Okay, so this is a question that can be answered in many different ways. But in my eyes, and you're asking me as Petros, what do I believe? I believe it's the land. It's what the land produces. It's what our soil has to offer for vegetation to grow. We are such a blessed island. It's such a magical island that we grow everything from mangoes to apples to kiwi fruits. This land is so blessed. The soil is so blessed that it gives this beautiful taste that it's not explainable. I can't explain it over the phone to you. You have to see it to believe it. You have to experience it. You have to come and taste it to believe it.
And I also understand, Petros, that the Cretan Dream is famous for its ice cream. Tell me about that.
Okay. Okay, the ice cream. Yes, we buy it locally. So we've got it. We buy it from a producer here who makes it locally from fresh lamb's milk and goat milk, depending on the ice cream that we get. It's made locally, local produce from the lamb, the milk that's produced on this island. And that's what makes it so special.
Tell me about the beds, because we all need a good night's sleep after a day at the beach underneath the sun. Tell me about the beds, the amazing beds. The Cretan Dream.
So the founder of this hotel, the resort, is my father. So, and then my father was from Crete, who left many, many years ago for a better life and migrated to Australia. And it's our family business where we make mattresses back home in Australia. And the mattresses have come from Australia. They've been designed by me and my siblings. Again, I can go on and tell you what's in the mattresses, but unless you actually sleep on it, I cannot tell you any more than that. So you have to sleep on it to believe it. It's like you're on clouds, sleeping on clouds.
So that's attention to detail. Not only do you grow your own food there at the Cretan Dream, you also design the beds. That
Correct.
Is attention to detail.
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about your late father, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, my father, yes. My late father was born in 1938 from a very, very, very poor family. Worked all his life as a young kid to support the family. Hardly ever went to school because at the time there was war, there was famine. People had to work to survive. And at his later age, late teens, after the military, he left and went to Australia. And that all is thank you to his uncle who lived in America, who came over and sponsored him to leave to go to Australia for a better life. He went to Australia, worked hard, never took any easy road. When he worked in the coal mines, he worked in the Snowy Mountain scheme, drilling through the mountain, worked very hard and always had his dream to build something back home in his home country. And that's where the name derives from, the Cretan Dream. It came from the dream he had as a young boy to come back to his country, to the land where he was born, and to build something. And he built this resort. And that's how it started.
Then he passed away, and now you've...
Unfortunately, yes, Dad passed away in 2018, and ever since I've left Australia and come to Greece and taken over the family business.
Petros Kardiakakis is the general manager of the Cretan Dream, a five-star resort in Crete, or Crete, as some of the locals say here, Crete, the beautiful, the largest island in Greece. And of course, you have a chance to win a seven-night stay at the Cretan Dream, and you'll receive a voucher that will be good for between June and September of 2024. So you've got a year to think about, you know, how you're going to spend your holiday on the island of Crete at Cretan Dream. And again, details can be found on our website, saga960am.ca. All the rules and regulations are there. Saga960am.ca, also the Instagram page where we'll be uploading some pictures of this incredibly luxurious resort, the Cretan Dream. And that's at Saga960, the Instagram page, at Saga960. Now, here with your Greek word of the week, and this is important, you're going to enter this into the contest entry form on the website for your chance to win. The Greek word of the week is oniro. Oniro, which is Greek for, Petros, help us out.
For dream.
Dream, as in the Cretan Dream Resort. So we'll accept either the Greek or the English. Oniro, or dream. That's your Greek word of the day. Petros Kardiakakis, general manager of the Cretan Dream, this five-star resort and spa on the island of Crete. Petros, great speaking with you and meeting with you. And thank you again for working with the Richard Serrett Show. We're so excited, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you. Look forward to speaking to you then.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Are you concerned about equality and fair treatment for African Americans? Do you believe in a future where our communities are safe from both crime and over-policing? President Biden's administration is making major decisions, and we need your voice to be heard. The proposed ban on menthol cigarettes is in its final stages of approval, and Black and brown law enforcement executives have said it could have dire unintended consequences for African Americans. The clock is ticking. Call President Biden at 202-456-1414 and ask him to stop this proposed menthol rule. The ban on menthol could lead to an illicit market and increased crime in our communities. Call President Biden and demand that he halt the ban on menthol until there's a review of the investigative findings. Let's make sure that over-policing and racial profiling come to an end. Call President Biden at 202-456-1414. Tell him to stop targeting African Americans with a menthol ban. Time is running out. This message is paid for by Alliance for Fair and Equitable Policy.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.